This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Tough day today. If you're a sports fan, there's so much going on. I know there's a lot of Trump news, a lot of Trump impeachment trial news, a lot of news from the United States Supreme Court, but I got to lead with Kobe Bryant. If you're a guy and you're a sports fan in this country, you've lived and died for 20 years plus now with Kobe Bryant. Great, great guy, great player, great human being. I think really great human being. I know there's once some charges against him, but they were dropped. And they were dubious charges in the first place. And he seemed to be one of the most graceful athletes in the world to me and to my friends and to the people I know in the business. We'll try and get a guest on the next day or two as a major sports reporter in the Los Angeles area to talk about their experiences with Kobe Bryant. But great guy. Shocking, shocking news when I found out yesterday that he had been killed in a helicopter crash. Shocking news. Shocking the way it was reported by TMZ. They get it faster than the police hand it to the wife of the victim, right? The wife didn't even know about it, it appears now, and heard about it on TMZ. The word got out before the victim's family was informed, which is not right and a bad situation, but it's kind of where our world is now. TMZ is faster than the police, faster than any other news organization in the world. They knew about it, and Wayne Root knew about it before anybody knew about it. Go back, go check my Twitter file. Because I had a friend who told me, this is coming out of TMZ right now, Kobe Bryant's been killed in a helicopter accident. I said, what? So I quickly looked at Fox News, I looked at CNN, I looked at MSNBC, I looked at ESPN, and I realized nobody else had it. TMZ had it when nobody else knew it. And by the way, by the time TMZ put it up, and then by the time I tweeted it out, it was another 90 minutes before anybody in any major news organization mentioned it. So people, you know, travels at the speed of light now. People find out about it. But to hear they found out about it before the victim knows is just scary. And why did it happen? Well, Kobe's helicopter had special clearance to fly through foggy weather. What is that about? Can anyone tell me what that's about? Police helicopters were grounded, but Kobe had a right to fly? And then my buddy Joe, Colonel Joe, United States Army retired helicopter pilot, Colonel, told me that kind of chopper, that size chopper, should never be flown without two pilots. So if something happens with one of them, if someone gets sick, if one of them misjudges, there's someone there with a different level of or angle of judgment that could save you. And Kobe's flying with one pilot, and he said in the United States military, you can never take off without two. Anyway, it's just some thoughts, foggy weather, how many pilots did he have, was that pilot competent? All of those factor in, but one of the great athletes in the history of America, one of the great legends, and someone who, you know, in his last game scored 60 points. What? Hard to even believe, right? Scored 60 points in his last game in his late 30s with gimp legs, 60 points, and once scored 81 in a game? Just a very special, special guy, and 13-year-old daughter died in the crash, too. Terrible. Baseball coach died with his wife and child. I don't even know yet if they had any other children. Was an entire family wiped out? I haven't heard anything about that. Was that the whole family? That's it? Gone? And the female basketball coach gone? I mean, just terrible, terrible stuff. And he will be missed, Kobe Bryant. Good man. Hard for anyone to understand how a guy that famous worth $500 million can die at the age of 41 just like the rest of us. We're all human. Everyone's human. Tomorrow, anybody could go. Nobody walks on water, you know? Anyway, that's my thoughts on Kobe Bryant. It affected me because I'm a big sports fan, and I was a big fan of Kobe. Now, some issues out there that are happening right now, and I'm not even going to talk about the impeachment trial yet. There are some things happening that are more important than the impeachment trial. The United States Supreme Court has ruled, and they're allowing Trump's administration to enforce the public charge immigration rule, which I've said repeatedly is the single most important thing going on in America today. And the Supreme Court voted 5-4 today to grant a stay on nationwide injunctions issued by a lower court allowing the Trump administration to enforce its public charge rules across the country, except for Illinois, while the appeals play out in court. A separate injunction ordered by the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Illinois remains in effect, but only for that state. And of course, on one side, against Trump and against you and me, and against American citizens and for illegal aliens, was Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan. They would have prevented the rule from taking effect. The public charge rule, which was issued in 2019, provides clarification about what factors would be considered when determining whether someone is likely at any time in the future to become a public charge, meaning a person dependent on welfare and government service. Individual who is likely to become primarily dependent on the government to survive with food stamps, welfare, or Medicaid. The rule will consider a person a public charge if they receive at least one government benefit for more than 12 months in a three-year period. Ken Cuccinelli, Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services, who was on this show last week, previously said the rule was implemented because the administration wanted to see people coming to this country who are self-sufficient. That's a core principle of the American dream, he said. It's deeply embedded in our history, and particularly our history related to legal immigration. Meanwhile, opponents of the rule say it discourages immigrants and their families from getting help when they need it, from assessing necessities such as health and food and housing to supplement their wages and help them make ends meet. You know what? Then they shouldn't be in America. Don't come here if you can't take care of yourself. Nancy Pelosi said it leaves the door open for discrimination and uncertainty. The U.S. House of Representatives filed a motion to submit a friend of the court brief in support of the challengers of the rule. It was challenged by several states, several immigration groups, leading to injunctions that prevented the rule from going into effect. Two federal appeals courts lifted similar injunctions, but the second court refused to set aside a pair of injunctions issued by a New York district court, prompting the Trump administration to file an emergency request, and the Supreme Court's order now reverses the second court's decision to keep the nationwide injunctions in place while the appeals are pending. All good stuff, all good. I'm telling you, good news. And there's several ways this was interpreted. I just want to make sure I've got all those ways covered. Breaking news, Supreme Court allows Trump administration to enforce rule barring green cards for migrants using taxpayer-funded social programs. Another way to put it, I like it. And finally, another headline, Supreme Court okays Donald Trump rule favoring skilled, healthier migrants. Three different ways to look at it. Number one, we're not going to let you in anymore if you want welfare. And number two, you're not going to get a green card if you use welfare programs. And number three, we're going to start letting in people that are skilled and healthier as opposed to sicker and unskilled. And they just happen to know their next-door neighbor, Juan or Maria. Sorry, just because you know someone, just because you're related to someone, just because you're from the same town, I would Chihuahua. Or Jerusalem, for that matter. I'm Jewish. I couldn't care less. If I was Chinese, I don't care if you're from Shanghai. Just because you know me, you can't get into America. You get in because you earn your way in, and when you're here, you work your butt off, and you know what welfare, and you won't cost the rest of us a penny. Other big news beyond Kobe Bryant and the Supreme Court ruling, which I think are the two big ones, number three, is this coronavirus. Don't kid yourself. It's about to become a worldwide pandemic. It's going to get real bad. I don't know if it's going to get real bad in the United States. I need a crystal ball to know that. But I know from everything I read over the weekend, it is turning into a nightmare in China. That there are literally thousands of sick people and most probably hundreds of dead people and thousands lining hospitals with no room for them. There aren't enough ventilators for them to help them breathe because this thing eats up your lungs, causes massive, severe pneumonia in your lungs, and you can't breathe. Your lungs become like cement. And China has no way to deal with this, and it's out of control. And they've lost control. And their entire economy is teetering on the verge of collapse, and they're going under. Now, whether it's going to be severe in the rest of the world, I don't know yet. Whether it's going to be severe in the United States, I don't know yet. None of us do. But it's a big risk, and it's very scary, and it's certainly going to wreak havoc with the Chinese economy. Just realize how lucky we are in America. Number one, lucky we have Trump as president, who, number one, is trying to close the borders, and number two, is if things get bad, he's going to act, you know he's going to act to stop all flights from China, whereas President Obama would never do that. So that's the good news. The other good news is, of course, that we have a strong, healthy economy, strongest it's ever been thanks to Trump. Certainly, in, you know, since Reagan is president, maybe in this entire century, or I'd say in the last century, certainly in this century, but in the last century, in the last 100 years, strongest economy, so we could take a slight hit. And we don't have a government that covers up everything like the Chinese, so they're not reporting on how bad it's really gotten. It's bad. China's in a lot of trouble. They could very well go under. That whole country could wind up in severe, severe jeopardy if things get bad enough. They don't have the doctors we do. They don't have the medical supplies we do to deal with this. And so all things considered, you know, so far, so good. We're very lucky that we have Trump as president. Other really good news, President Trump's approval rating at 50% today, according to Rasmussen. 50%. It was 46 just last week when they started the sham impeachment trial. So it's up 4 points since they started to explain why Trump must be impeached. Think where it'll go after the American people hear what the defense of Trump is, which today was a big day for that. Pam Bondi had some really important comments. We'll get to them when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. This show, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network and Newsmax TV, flagship station in Las Vegas. It comes to you every day from 7:90 a.m., otherwise known as KBET, in the greatest city in the world, Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas only happens in Vegas. The new slogan for Las Vegas. Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. We love you. This is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. Indeed will also give you the sticky frog, which will suddenly leap and stick to the face of the perfect hire. Okay, there's no sticky frog. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Post your next job at Indeed.com/hire and try skills tests for free. Terms and conditions apply.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's no secret gold is the best way to protect your assets in 2020. Central banks know it, billionaires know it, and especially my listeners know it. So what's the best way to play the gold rush of 2020? Simple. Own the best gold coins, historic St. Gaudens, in the best quality, mint state, from the best company, Swiss America, the most trusted name in gold, for over 35 years, at the best price. First, write this number down. 800-289-2646. Again, 800-289-2646.
46. If you call Swiss America today and say you're a war listener, you can receive up to three beautiful Mint State 63 $20 St. Gaudens gold coins at a savings of 22%. Did you hear me? Call now and save 22% on $20 gold coins. Limit three per customer. The number again, 800-289-2646. Toll free, 800-289-2646. Or go to SwissAmerica.com. Tell them war sent ya.
Raw and unfiltered.
If you're over...
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-4-TALK, 833-4-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with war.
All right, a big day, a big day. Lots of news going on, as usual, with Trump as president. Always big news. Really a devastating Sunday for me. I'm one of those guys that's always thought, listen, sports is not bigger than life. Sports is fun. Sports is for kids. These guys get paid $20 million a year to play a kid's game. Who really cares? Come on. Nothing could be that big a deal. People take it too serious. I was devastated by Kobe's death, to be honest with you. Just by the whole thing of it. First of all, the greatest superstar of my era, you know, my lifetime, the greatest superstar would be Kobe, I think. Maybe Kobe first, Shaq second, Magic Johnson third, something like that. All three Lakers, by the way. And I lived in L.A. for almost 15 years. And Kobe was a superstar, man, just an absolute superstar while I was living in L.A. And, to be worth a $500 million and die at the age of 41 and you lose your 13-year-old daughter, too, and tragic, you know, it's not like cancer where you die over 6 months. You know, just instantaneous death. You're there that morning sending texts out to friends, and then nobody ever sees you again or hears from you again. That's, you know, it's shocking. It's really shocking, and it makes you feel your own mortality. And the only good thing that comes of it is I think a lot of people said the same thing yesterday to me, and I said to them, you got to really appreciate every day of your life, every moment of your life, and thank people who are important to you and love them. Love them, love them, love them, and don't lose sight of the fact you could be gone, not just today or tomorrow, but in the next minute, in the next hour, you could be gone. So there is one, you know, golden thing that comes out of this whole thing. When someone that famous, that rich, that legendary, that amazing dies, it wakes you up that you got to appreciate life. But I was pretty down yesterday. Kobe was a really good guy, and I just, you know, I can't believe his wife Vanessa will never see him again. His three other daughters will never see him again and never see their sister again. I mean, it's just shocking. Just absolutely shocking and just terrible. All right. right, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Thank God we live in a country with President Trump. So at least we get this new public charge rule with the Supreme Court today. And with this terrible coronavirus that I think is going to turn into a worldwide pandemic, we at least have a shot that it won't get that bad. Let's hope and pray in the United States. And how do we know that? Because it's another more proof and another reason why you got to close the borders and build the wall, right? I mean, you got to know who's coming in your country and what is coming in your country. Is terrorism coming in? Are terrorist cells coming in? Is disease coming in? Is a worldwide pandemic coming in? You've got to know what people are carrying when they come into your country. So once again, I think it's an advertisement for the wall. This show, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and the great Edward Stoltz, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg. The show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. Ed gave me my start in radio. Fred gave me my start in national syndication. I'll never forget either one. RootWall.com is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the RootWall.com studio. That's why I founded the pack, Root for the Wall Pack. Because it's time to take a stand. We either build the wall or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history. Go to rootwall.com and please contribute. Please, please, please contribute. Give money to my Root for the Wall project, rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. And the disclaimer required by FEC law, Root for the Wall PAC paid for, responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee, rootwall.com. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear from you, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. I mentioned some. Today's a day of really good news. I'll run through some things for you, and we'll cover them in depth in the rest of the show. First of all, New York City's mayor is being sued for $1 billion over the rape and murder of an elderly woman by an illegal immigrant. An illegal immigrant should have been handed over to ICE. New York City refused to do it, and the 92-year-old was raped, Maria Fuentes, and she died. Her spine was crushed, and she died when she got to the hospital, dead. And now her family suing New York City for $1 billion. I love it. President Trump's approval ratings. Well, I hate what happened, by the way. Let me make that clear. It's a tragedy. It's horrible. But I love that they're suing the city of New York and the mayor of New York, and they're blaming them. It's their fault. They're saying they aided and abetted a rapist and a murderer, and they did. President Trump's approval rating at 50% jumps 4 points since the Democrats' impeachment started, impeachment trial. Outside groups for House Republicans raise off-year record $68 million, never done before, a record for an off-year. And Trump's coming to Wildwood, New Jersey, my old stomping grounds, you know. Spent my summers in Atlantic City, Ventnor, Margate, Wildwood, right down the road. More than 175,000 tickets requested to see Trump. Historic. Amazing. President Trump, Tuesday night, tomorrow in Wildwood, New Jersey. And tomorrow, Netanyahu comes to the White House, and they're going to unveil what they're calling the deal of the century. My guess is it's a deal that Israel and Palestine take it now or forever withhold your peace.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's attorney, Jay Sekulow, says the president didn't violate his constitutional and legal authority in dealing with Ukraine.
Asking a foreign leader to get to the bottom of issues of corruption is not a violation of an oath.
Sekulow's comments come as the Senate trial against President Trump continues. The president was impeached by the House last month for abusing his power and obstruction of Congress. It's going to take at least another day to recover the remains of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and seven others from a helicopter crash in Southern California. The wreckage is in rugged terrain in the hills above Calabasas, where the helicopter went down on Sunday in the fog and burst into flames. Bryant's pilot was experienced to fly in such weather, but it was considered dangerous enough to ground police and sheriff helicopters. A full NTSB report is expected next week. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com. For products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wade Allen Root, otherwise known as War, and with everything happening with the coronavirus, another terrible day on Wall Street, all of it is blamed on this coronavirus, which many people are now realizing could just destroy China's economy and really bang the world economy and cause all kinds of problems. Oil down substantially. Why? Because people are worried that nobody's going to need any oil because they're not going to be driving their cars. Gold way up today, silver way up, but of course, stock market not good at all. Bad day for the market, down 453 points, the Dow. And all the more reason why you should own some My Doctor Suggests. You know, it's, they talk about cold and flu season being here, but this script was written way before this pandemic was here. You know, I mean, before a pandemic scared the bejesus out of the whole world. They say that silver may be the best defense you can ever have against colds and flus, and I have no idea whether it has any defense against the pandemic. With people dying of severe pneumonia, they can't breathe, their lungs turning into, you know, cement. But I could tell you this much, I drink the silver solution three times a day. Well, every time I get my hands on it, I drink it like a wino drinking a bottle of Thunderbird. And I'm just telling you, it's good stuff. It's alkaline structured silver. It destroys yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses. What is a pandemic? It's a virus. This is a virus. So all I could tell you is this coronavirus is a virus, and I would do everything you could. You know, lots of stuff I don't sell on this show. I take mega doses of vitamin C. I take mega doses of probiotics. I take mega doses of garlic, all of which are good against viruses. I've experienced firsthand the power of the colloidal silver. It's not colloidal, I'm sorry. It's alkaline structured silver of My Doctor Suggests, because I suck on the lozenges and I drink the silver solution. And I got to give you one more thing. It's always personal experience that people appreciate. So I'm cooking my own breakfast Saturday, and I grabbed the pan after I was done eating. I took it off of the stove, not realizing I had left the fire on, and the pan, the handle was under the fire. And it was burning hot steel, and I grabbed it with my hand, and my hand sizzled, and smoke came out, and I screamed and dropped the pot, and my hand was burnt badly. And I literally ran upstairs and put this My Doc Suggests silver solution, their silver gel, all over my hand, screaming while I was doing it because it hurt badly. And I thought, am I going to have to go to the hospital? And I put this silver gel all over my hand, and I rubbed it for 3 hours, and for 3 hours my hand felt like I was going to have to go to the hospital. And in hour number four, it subsided. Hour number five, it went away. Hour number six, it was like nothing ever happened. The next morning, I woke up, and there was no burn on my hand. Impossible story happened to me on Saturday. The silver gel healed a burn, a bad burn, like it was never there. Call 866-660-9868. A whole range of great silver products. 866-660-9868. Get 20% off every order. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. You love the Wayne Root Show. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. mydoctorsuggest.com/root. And use the promo code ROOT. But I'm telling you, it's time to put silver in your body. Boy, if this coronavirus doesn't scare you, nothing else will. We've got our guest, Megan Barth, with us. Megan's website, ReaganBabe.com. Great to have her on. As always, Megan, how are you?
Hey, Wayne, doing well, thanks. Good to be with you.
So, you know, look, I know we're going to talk about impeachment because I don't even follow it much anymore because I'm counting on you to talk about it because I don't watch it. It's the stupidest thing in the world. It's going to lead to nothing, and Trump's going to win re-election, and the Democrats have wasted all our time. So I don't want to watch it. I think the biggest news story in America is this Supreme Court clearing Trump's public charge, the immigrant wealth test. I think that is by far the most important news in America, and I just discussed in the last segment, let's you and I discuss it now. You can now screen out people to become American citizens if they've been on welfare too much, or food stamps, or Medicaid, or Obamacare, whatever it is they're on. If they're dependent on government, Trump says, we don't want you, and the Supreme Court says, that's okay. 5-4, we won. Again, great news, right?
No, it's absolutely great news because this actually gives us more control over our borders. Outside of having a wall, We also can screen immigrants on whether or not they'll be able to be self-sustaining and not be a dependent on the government. The government can now do proficiency tests as far as skills, English language proficiency. The determinations can also be made on age, health, education, family size, wealth, and credit score. But, you know, we used to have an immigration system that actually practiced a similar type of policy. We weren't simply the dumping ground of all of the welfare recipients around the world like the Democrats want. Bernie Sanders last week, and I'm sure you talked about tearing down the existing border wall.
I
say that, and even though Friedman said that you can't have open borders in a welfare state. That is exactly what Democrats want, because open borders will grow the welfare state. They are all about Clowerism, which is basically the philosophy to overthrow capitalism. You must create a series of crises in order to grow dependency, in order to break the state. And so this party line ruling by the Supreme Court overturns, again, a radical federal judge. I believe he was either an Obama or a Clinton appointee, trying to make immigration law from the bench. They tossed out his decision and basically says, no, the authority lies within the executive branch and those departments under the executive branch, like the Department of Homeland Security.
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's wonderful news.
It's fantastic.
And this is
why we elected Donald Trump. I mean,
right,
we elected Donald Trump to, of course, build the wall and block her up and do all of that. But my main vote for Donald Trump was to preserve or restore Supreme Court. We still have more opportunities. Ruth Bader Ginsburg isn't getting any younger, and so we could have in another Trump presidency, instead of these narrow margins of the Supreme Court of 5-4 like we just received today, it'll be a 6-3 decision should she retire, and she's replaced with a Federalist type of appointee or nominee from President Trump.
So last week I wrote a column for the RJ, which proved to be one of the most popular ones I've ever written. It came out yesterday. And it was basically Trump got his wall. It's called in Mexico, they're calling it Trump's wall. It's a human wall, and it's thousands of Mexican troops stopping anybody from getting through on the southern border of Mexico and the northern border, which is our southern border. Nobody's getting through anymore because Mexico has sent thousands of troops because Trump threatened them and threatened their economy. And Mexico went along with what Trump wanted, and they're paying for it. So Trump got his wall, and they're paying for it. And now you pointed out, here's a second example of Trump getting his wall. Because the public charge rule will serve as a wall. So good stuff. Good stuff, Megan. And I think my column for this Thursday, I write it tomorrow morning, so I don't know for sure, but if it falls well, I've been inspired. What I'm going to write is the two biggest news stories of the week are this public charge approved by the Supreme Court, Trump gets another wall, and then what happened with this 92-year-old in New York City that was raped and murdered by a guy that should have been turned over to ICE, and New York City wouldn't turn him over to ICE, and now the relatives of the 92-year-old who was murdered are suing the city and the mayor personally, basically accusing them of aiding and abetting a rapist and murderer. And I think this should be the first of many of these that we see. I love it. I hate what happened to the 92-year-old, but tragedy could be turned into something positive if something good comes out of it. We got to go after personally politicians that protect illegal aliens who commit murder.
Yes, this lawsuit is $1 billion. It states that Bill de Blasio, the individual, the mayor of New York City, and the city of New York are complicit with Raiz Khan's attack, rape, and murder of 92-year-old Maria Fuentes. And if you recall, this guy was a known criminal. Not only was he an illegal alien as far as a criminal, but he was a known criminal. And ICE had a detainer on Khan. And because of the sanctuary city policies under New York, he was released and he ended up murdering this poor 92-year-old woman. And we are seeing this type of crime. The Democrats always want to talk about the separation of parents from their children at the border. Well, we have more parents and children separated from their parents and children due to crime, heinous crimes like this, committed by illegal aliens that, number one, have no business being in this country, and number two, Democrats have no business protecting them. Because the Democrat policies, as we can see, I just mentioned, Bernie Sanders says he wants to tear down the existing wall, every time you see a Democrat city, you see a Democrat city that is protected under these sanctuary laws, which defy federal law and defy detainers issued by ICE. And we see crimes and crime committed by people who should not be here in the first place. And this shows you kind of the platform of where the Democrats are headed. They are protecting illegal alien criminals. They are giving benefits to illegal aliens that are not provided to American citizens. And they've really become the party of illegal aliens, not the party of American citizens. So I do hope that this lawsuit is one of many and sets the precedent that if you defy federal immigration law by harboring criminals, illegal aliens and otherwise, and letting them pass onto the streets, then city officials should be complicit as far as the co-conspirator, if you will, of aiding and abetting a criminal in these types of heinous acts.
I love it. I love it. Good stuff. I think that's what I'll write about. Those are the two biggest news stories of the week. Impeachment is, of course, huge in most people's minds because the media puts it there. But those are the two stories that are under the radar that the average person will never see on the front page headlines. Trump is changing this country little by little, and he's inspiring people to fight back against sanctuary cities, and he's making our borders and our children safe again. Great job. Megan Barth, hang through the break. Let's take the impeachment topic up on the other side of the break. That way I can say I at least got my impeachment in today. I want you to tell us what's been happening, in particular with Pam Bondi, the Florida Attorney General, former Florida Attorney General, who was really on the attack today and made a great case against Joe Biden. We shall return. More with Megan Barth. I'm Wayne Allyn Root. War. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of My Doctor Suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My Doctor Suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to MyDoctorSuggests.com/Root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's MyDoctorSuggests.com/Root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Everybody is leaving New York. Everybody. One of my most loyal listeners to this show. Gal named Gianna, always texting me, always telling me what's happening in New York. I was born and raised in Westchester County. For the day I was born till I was 27 years old, and I moved to Los Angeles. I lived 27 years in Westchester County. She said, it's finished, stick a knife in it, it's over. Everybody's leaving, everybody's moving to Florida. Nobody wants to be there anymore. The whole county's on welfare now. What an embarrassment. Nothing but illegals and welfare addicts in Westchester County, New York, where I was born and raised. Beautiful suburb of New York City. Nobody can afford to live there anymore. Property taxes through the roof. State income taxes through the roof. Everybody's getting out who can. And it's just sad. It's sad. What is the matter with liberals? What's the matter with people that vote for Democrats? You let them ruin everything they ever touch. You've never seen a more beautiful suburb in its day than Westchester County. Now, I grew up on the wrong side of the tracks. But there was a beautiful side of the tracks. And it's all over. She said the whole place is illegal aliens now. And she's leaving. And where's she going? Florida. Smart move. Smart girl. Megan Barth, another smart gal. Website, ReaganBabe.com. And I wanted to talk impeachment a little bit with you because I just have not spent a lot of time watching it because I think it's the, you know, it's the biggest BS witch hunt in the history of mankind. It's all made up. Schiff just makes up everything as he goes along. He's an actor and a theater major who just makes up stuff just like the Kavanaugh trial and that, the two women who claim. Well, how about that woman Swetnick? He mass rape, multiple rape, gang rape. Oh, my God. He gang raped me on a weekly basis. These people are mentally ill actresses making stuff up, and that's what Schiff is. A mentally ill, maybe he is an actress. I was going to say an actor. Maybe he's an actress, Schiff. I don't know. With the Democratic Party nowadays, I don't know who's a man, who's a woman, who's transsexual. I'm not quite sure about anybody anymore. Megan Barr, tell us what you saw in the impeachment trial today. Are we hitting back good now?
We are. Well, we finally have the opportunity after listening to the Schiff show for 4 straight days and 80 hours of filibustering, as you said, nothing but false allegations and empty allegations. Look, the articles of impeachment should have never made the Senate floor because they don't rise to high crimes and misdemeanors. They're basically manufactured allegations out of thin air, much like they did to Kavanaugh. And this is what we can expect in the new Democrat socialist utopia, where it's not evidence that matters. It's simply allegations, like Nancy Pelosi said, that matters. The Democrats are still looking for evidence. They still want to call witnesses. This is not where you call witnesses. You call witnesses in the House, and they didn't do it, nor did they subpoena John Bolton. Now, all of a sudden, John Bolton is, you know, the prime witness that they want to call. Well, we'll see if more Republicans cave on that request. But Pam Bondi basically took the Bidens to the woodshed today. I have the article up at ReaganBabe.com if anybody would like to read it. I'll also be posting the full video of her argument. And she went all the way back to 2014 and pointed out a variety of news clips. We had videos, et cetera, that supported that the Obama administration actually was concerned about the fact that Joe Biden's son was working for a known corrupt Ukrainian company, known Burisma. They were actually training their diplomats and their administration officials on how to answer questions from, like, NBC's John Carl when it came about, as far as the questions about Hunter Biden and Burisma. And also, we have to remember that Hunter Biden stopped working for Burisma the same month that Joe Biden announced his candidacy for president. What the Democrats are trying to tell us is that this is a conspiracy theory, like everything else, right? It's a conspiracy theory, and that it's been debunked. Well, when there has been no investigation, then it hasn't been debunked. It simply hasn't been investigated.
It's the whole thing is just so ridiculous. It's the idea that you could want to investigate corruption in another country, and you could be in big trouble and be removed from office for daring to ask about the corruption in another country, but that the Democrats want to elect the guy who committed the corruption in the other country is the most absurd thing I've ever heard about in my entire life, Megan Barth.
Well, and it's also absurd that we can't investigate a candidate for president that has allegations of corruption. When does running for president somehow make you immune from skepticism, inquiry, or investigation? It doesn't. It actually should be primary. We want to make sure that crooks aren't running for president and that become president.
And
if you're a dad, right, if your son came up to you and said, hey, I know that you're in charge of rooting out the corruption in Ukraine, but I got this really sweet deal from this corrupt country in Ukraine. I can make millions of dollars. Would you let your son go do it?
No, well, not if you were a normal person, but Joe Biden, his entire family, all his brothers, everyone's involved with massive government corruption and conflicts of interest. And let me mention one other thing about this guy, Bolton. I don't understand. When I left the company years ago, I knew some things about the company, and they made me sign an NDA. And I don't understand, how could Bolton leave the White House and be allowed to talk about what he heard in one of the most important security positions in the world? I don't get, nobody ever did that to Obama, only to Trump. And how can you assume he's not lying to sell books? Of course he's lying to sell books. Whole thing's ridiculous.
Well, Alexander Vindman's brother also is in charge of releasing much of that from the NSC, any NSC official that wants to publish. Right.
So what are the odds of this stuff?
Sabotage at work again.
Where are all these guys? They're like all evil Bond characters, and they've all got twin brothers in the government. You're like, what? Wayne Roots is of a twin brother. Megan, do you have a twin sister? I don't know. All right, we got to run. Megan, thanks as always. Great job. Website's ReaganBabe.com. Megan Barth, see you next week.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Back.